welcome to the 100th episode of This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, you'll hear from me and my daughter, Liesl. We interviewed each other about life-changing songs, and then my husband, Dave Sanger, edited the interview, and my youngest daughter, Willow, took the promo picture for this episode because, yes, it is a family affair this week on This Song. And later in the podcast, you'll get to hear from former This Song intern, Antoinette Masando. She's got her own podcast called She's the Boss, and she's awesome, so stick around for that. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due and let you know that the idea for this episode came not from me, but from Liesl. So just a little bit about us. Liesl is 8. I am 40. Her dad and I played in a band called Asleep at the Wheel for a long time, and she spent the first 5 years of her life on the road with us. She's in third grade. She's an artist and a musician and a kind, creative soul, and I am super lucky to be her mom. I'm not on the road anymore. I work for KUTX in Austin, Texas. I make this podcast and I DJ on Saturday mornings. And a couple of Saturdays ago, Liesl and I got to sit down in the studio here at the station and talk about life-changing songs. And it was the best. So here we are. You want to ask me about a song that's changed my life?
Yeah. What's a song that changed your life?
Well, it's actually a song that I discovered pretty recently through watching Steven Universe with you and your sister. You know, because Rebecca Sugar writes these really good songs for Steven Universe. So the song that has changed my life is from Steven Universe, and it's called Here Comes a Thought.
Take a moment, remind yourself to take a moment and find yourself. Take a moment and ask yourself if this is how we fall apart.
When was the first time you heard that song? Was it watching the TV show?
It was. I think I was probably lying in bed with your sister and you on a Saturday evening.
Or was it just with Willow?
No, I think it was with you too. Okay. I think you were there. We were lying in bed. And I'd actually read about it on the internet because I read an interview with Rebecca Sugar talking about her songs. But I hadn't heard the song yet. And the song is sung by one of the characters, Garnet. And she is, this is a spoiler, I guess, for people who don't know Steven Universe, but she is a gem fusion, which means that she's two gems fused together.
Or if you're watching Steven Universe and you're only like in the first season.
Yeah, if you're in the first season.
Or second, because
I can't remember when you figure out that she's a gem fusion.
Third, whatever.
But anyway, Garnet is a gem fusion, which means she is two gems fused together, held together by love. And she's talking to Steven, who has a fusion with his friend Connie named Stevani. And she's trying to tell them about how they can face these thoughts that they want to run away from. Like there are these thoughts that are too big for them and too scary for them. And she sings this whole song to them. And I was laying there in bed with your sister and you, and it came on and I just started crying. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. Here comes a thought that might alarm you. What someone say and how it harmed you. Something you did that failed to be charming. Things that you say are suddenly swarming. And
man, I don't know about you, but I totally can relate to that. I totally can relate to like doing something that I thought was going to be really cool, but then ended up not being cool, or someone doing something to me that made me feel really bad, and you know, trying to avoid thinking about it and trying to run from those feelings, and it just becoming like a loop in my head, you know, something that just totally takes over my thoughts. And I never heard anyone write a song about that before. And it just really, like, it really made me realize that the power of what you can do with songs, and the you can capture these really, really complex ideas and human experiences and then put them in this very kind of condensed, simplified form so that people can hear them and then they can realize that they are not alone in the world, you know? I use that song to help me when I'm feeling kind of like I'm spinning out and like my thoughts are just going, they're swarming and I can't control them. That song really calms me down. And I feel like that's a song that I can bring to you too. Like if you're having a tough time, I can, you know, we can play that song and talk about it and we can kind of try to get to another place. But it's not, but it's not, but it's not, but it's not, but it's not. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I've got nothing, got nothing, got nothing, got nothing to fear. I'm here, I'm here. You know, I think what Rebecca Sugar does really well is she takes these very complex ideas and, you know, not only do she and her team of writers and animators condense them down into these great 11-minute like cartoons, but then she's able to even kind of clarify the most important points of the show sometimes with a song. And the song is never, it's never a simple concept like, I love you, you love me, or you don't love me. You know, it's like in Full Disclosure, like there's a feeling that I think a lot of people have, and actually that your dad, when we first started dating, he said, you know, I never wanted to get married because I didn't want someone to have to put up with me. And when I hear Full Disclosure, I think we both kind of felt that, like we were too much, you know, we're like a lot to take. We didn't want to subject someone to our stuff. And I'd never heard that in a song before until I heard Full Disclosure. What am I going to tell you? You're better off not knowing the trouble I'm in. I don't want you to worry about what I've just seen, about where I've just been. You don't have to be a part of this. I don't think I want you to be. Don't need this. You don't need me. And here comes a thought. Is the same kind of deal, like this really, this complex idea kind of boiled down into this song. And that is the song that kind of changed the way that I looked at music and what, you know, what a person can do with music, but also what I want to do with music. You know what I mean? Because it would be really cool if ever in my life I wrote a song like that. Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. So you know that this podcast is about people telling me about life-changing songs, songs mm-hmm. that changed their life or made them see something different or made them see the world differently.
I breathed into the mic.
Well, I'd love to hear.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. You said that there's a Steven Universe song that really changed your life. Mm-hmm. What song is that?
I forgot the name again.
Can you sing me a little bit of it?
No. I forgot the name.
Is it?
Life and death and love and breath and peace. It was like.
Peace and love on the planet Earth.
Here's what I've been working on. Life and death and love and birth and peace and war on the planet Earth. Is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth? Whoa, come on and sing it with me.
Sing?
The words relate to the key.
Key?
If it's a pattern, if it's a pattern, then just repeat after me. Life and death.
So when did you first hear that song?
I first heard it in an episode of Steven Universe.
And there are a lot of songs in Steven Universe, and they're all really good. So what was it about that song that was different than the like, other songs?
Well, like, it was like, is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth? Well, come on and sing it with me. And one of the words was like, life and death and love and birth, and I was like, it just made me really think about life and like when we were celebrating something or like celebrating someone's life. When you think of those words, it's like you think of everything that happens in your lifespan. For me, it just, you think of everything that happens in your lifespan, and it really changes how you feel about things. Like if you said you would never be happy again about something, it really changes how you would feel and stuff.
So it really gives you a sense of how big a life, like how big the experience is.
How big it is. Not, and you probably think it's very small, but it's really big.
So you're 8 years old, right? And it's been pretty recently that you've kind of realized about death, right? About,
and that the earth is going to explode. But so that's the death of the earth.
That's the death of the earth. That there, that's but death. That nothing lasts forever, right?
I want the earth to last forever.
I know. I kind of want people to live forever, don't you?
Mm-hmm. But then there would be too many people on the earth, and then like the earth would explode by itself with all those people.
It's
or
true.
People will be living on Mars.
Well, yeah. If the population of Earth exploded, we'd have to go somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's it.
That's so easy.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about it. You should write something. You should write a song.
About what?
Whatever you're thinking.
I guess we're already here. I guess we already know. We've all got something to fear. We've all got nowhere to go. I think you're all insane. But I guess I am too. Anybody would be if they were stuck on Earth with you.
But I mean, these are pretty big concepts that you're just starting to tap into. You know, this concept of life and death and love and birth and peace and war. I mean, these are huge. These are huge concepts. I mean, what's it like to be a kid? It's like you're constantly learning.
It's like my mind is blowing up.
Like all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like when you start to realize something?
To take that in, it's like my mind is going to explode with the earth. It's like all that stuff. That's how I explain it. There's no other way of explaining it.
Now, do you think that the melody of that song, because that song has such like a catchy sing-songy melody, do you think that that helped you?
Yeah, it helped me realize that there's good in everything. Like, even the worst things, there's good.
Really? Well, how does it help you realize that?
Because, like, they sing it in a happy melody, not like that da-da when you're, like, watching a scary movie.
So they could have sung it like, life and death and love and birth and peace and war on the planet Earth. And that would have made it seem kind of...
I just like to do that.
Kind of scary, huh?
Uh-huh.
But they sing it in this really, like, happy, upbeat thing.
Isn't it pretty?
That's exceedingly simple. Do, mi, so, ti.
We're making music.
What is the point? You're not making anything.
Well, if it isn't anything, then why does it sound so good?
I suppose it's just interest. Do, mi, so, do. Devoid of substance or purpose, a hypothetical pattern. Do, mi, so, ti. For the satisfaction of bringing it to completion.
Sure.
Do, mi, so, ti. Interest without meaning. Solutions without problems.
And then you just add words. Here's what I've been working on. Life and death and love.
What do you think about the line, is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth?
Is there anything that's worth more? Like, I feel like we all have a happy time in our life. Like, is there anything that's worth more than that? Is there? I just feel really good about it.
Do you think there's anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth?
No. Yeah. You listen to it. Listen to that song.
Is there anything that's worth more?
Is there anything that's worth more?
Is there anything that's worth more than peace and love on the planet Earth?
I think we've been really influenced by Steven Universe.
It's very
You know what my
happy.
Second favorite song is?
What?
On that soundtrack?
What?
I know I'm not that tall. I know I'm not that smart. But let me drive my van into your heart. Let me drive my van into your heart. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I love you very much.
I love you too.
I know I'm not that tall. I know I'm not that smart. But let me drive my van into your heart. Let me drive my van into your heart.
So yeah, basically, I cried the entire time I was making this. And I'm so glad I actually listened to my daughter. Liesl's grown up around musicians and people making things, though I feel like her dad and I don't always involve her in our endeavors, like we could and probably should. But making this podcast with her and her dad and her sister, it was rad. More of this. I love the idea of integrating our kids into our creative life. If you like the conversation Liesl and I had, then I bet you'll love the other 99 episodes of this podcast. We talked to people like Tegan and Sarah and Matthew Sweet about life-changing musical experiences, and you can find all the episodes, all 100 of them at kutx.org or on the Apple Podcasts app or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you are in Apple Podcast land, then please, while you're there, leave a rating or a review. Because we work really hard to make this podcast here. We've got a team of people. And ratings and reviews, they help people find the podcast, which is great. And they also make everyone on Team This Song feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And now to continue this family affair, we have former This Song intern and all-around rad woman, Antoinette Masando. Yes, she will always be part of our family. And she has a new podcast out called She's the Boss, where she talks to young Austin creatives about the work they make and why they make it. It's been amazing to see She's the Boss come together. And we recorded this interview a long time ago, like on her last day with me, but now seems like the perfect time to release it. So here she is, Antoinette Masando.
Have a couple.
Yay.
Yeah, and they're pretty different. The first one is a song by Nicki Minaj called Fly, and it was from her first album, Pink Friday. And Rihanna sings the chorus. It's like these two amazing, like, female women artists together. Coming together, and they're just like, yeah.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive.
And the other one is Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
I know, completely different, but I love them both for two different reasons.
Wow, okay, so you probably couldn't get much more different than those two songs.
Yeah.
So let's start with the Nicki Minaj. That was a song you said you heard. So how old were you when you heard the song?
So Pink Friday came out, I think it was around 2010. So I was in high school. I was about like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I was obsessed with her during that time. Like, even like, I'd followed her from her mixtape days. So when this album came out, like, I was really anticipating it. And I remember just like being, when the first album came out, being like just drawn to that song. And it's just kind of like a song about going through like whatever struggle and like overcoming it and like having challenges in your life. And so the second verse, like, I mean, I could probably like rap the whole thing. I don't want to do that. But I mean, basically, the lyrics that I really love is that everybody wants to try to box me in, suffocate every time it locks me in, painting their own pictures and they crop me in, but I will remain at the top begins. And then the next song I really love, she says, I am not a word, I am not a line.
I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become
so, like, this whole little story about, you know, like, her is like this female MC, all these, like, you know, nobody really, everyone having like low expectations for her, and like, you know, just kind of the struggles that she went through. And then she's like, no, like, when you, you know, when your back's up against the wall, you like work, and you know, when you work hard, you and can end up in stadiums with Jay-Z and Kanye.
I cry my eyes out for days upon days, such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your names become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay-Z and Kanye.
I think if anything, like with her music, one of the best things that I've taken away is that, like, just presenting your best self will always give you a great result. Yeah.
Do you still listen to that song? Like, to like get pumped up?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Flies, that's one of those songs. And one thing, this, I'm going to bring this up probably with Sam Cooke as well, is that, like, really good music, like, doesn't have an expiration date. So, like, I can listen to, like, a song like that, and it just takes me back, and you just, like, feel the same way. Like, it just, it's motivation. It's really motivational. That's really what it is.
Yeah. So, what about Sam Cooke? A change is going to come.
Like, growing up, I was never really, like, into, like, oldies music or anything. I mean, I was exposed to it a little bit, like, maybe, like, through my parents, and then also, like, I had a teacher in fourth grade who would, like, play, like, Aretha Franklin stuff. But I think it wasn't until, like, maybe even like freshman year in college, when I was just like streaming music, and I like ran across A Change Is Gonna Come, and I was like, oh my goodness, this sounds so rich. Like, the sound, like, in the beginning, I think it opens with like violins or something. What I loved about the song is that it makes you, it just takes you back to like the 1960s.
And I find, I mean, I don't know if you find the same thing too, but, you know, recently race in America has been something that people are actually talking about again.
Yeah.
I think like that song to me
is just as applicable today as it was in the 60s. Yes.
Exactly.
You're like, civil rights, civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter. This song, like, could be the soundtrack to both. Yeah, and even with just, like, your own, whatever personal struggle you have. Like, whatever you're going through, like, if it's just a loss or, you know, just any failures, anything that's happened in your life, you can listen to that and be like, just feel hopeful. Like, okay, I know things are going to change. Things are going to get better. So it's great on a personal level, in a relationship, and just a society in general.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Oh, you can find She's the Boss on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. And we are so excited for Antoinette. We here at This Song will always be keeping an eye on the cool things she's making. And what about you? Do you have a song or a record that changed the way you saw the world? Well, we want to hear about it. Tweet us. We're at ThisSongKUTX, or you can send us an email at thissong@kutx.org. Or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page. Or you can go old school. Call us. Our number's 512-766-9066. We would love to put your story on the podcast. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen. The interview was recorded by me. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. Kelly Seal is our most excellent intern. She's doing work with Project ATX6. You should check that out. And thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can like us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @ThisSongKUTX. You can follow us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. I know I ain't got a plan. I'm working on that part. At least I've got a van. So let me drive my van into your heart. 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 Let me drive my van into your heart.
Bye-bye.
Bye.